I want to welcome John Coyle in studio. John's a friend of the show and an Olympic silver medalist in the 5,000 meter relay. I got the bronze that year. And John, welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Get all
Thank
over
you.
That microphone. Nice to see you. You also may know John as an NBC sports analyst and an author. And what else are you up to?
These days, I'm just finishing up a book, actually.
What's the new book? Can you tell me, or would you have to kill me?
I can tell you. It's called Design for Strengths, and it's about the intersection of something called design thinking, a method of creative problem solving, and that and how to lead a life based on your strengths.
Your mind is such, you know, I can't think of the player, Dave, you may know, but there's an NFL lineman who is a math genius, and he had to make a decision.
He was featured. Yeah, no, he played at Penn State.
What's his name?
His offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And he went to, he left the NFL to go pursue his academic career.
Because he was concerned about CTA and
right.
messing up his beautiful mind, but he's back.
John Herschel?
He went back to
John
work.
John Herschel. That's the guy.
Went back to work. When you're an incredibly bright guy and you spend the time and commitment you spend on sports, is there less of a draw to go back at it in your second life after you retire?
Well, you kill a lot of brain cells, so. It's a hard transition out of being an athlete, so finding somewhere else to put your energies is...
Yeah, but you almost seem like you're interested in everything. So does that help?
It does, and that's probably true, yes.
Yeah. All right, so I want to ask you about the Olympics, obviously, but if people want to follow all the things you're up to, what's the best way to do that?
Just johnkcoyle.com.
Okay, yeah, check the website out all the time. All right, Olympic silver medalist in 94. What was that Olympics known for? Have you seen I, Tanya?
I have. Would you like to hear my Tanya story?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I'll just tell it the way it happened.
Okay.
PC aside. So the first time I met Tanya, she was naked and so was I.
How did that happen?
Really?
Yeah, it's a true story.
How did that happen?
So in the Olympic Village, they have a room.
Enough
with...
said. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I can explain about all the condoms as well later.
Yeah, the bowls.
In the Olympic Village, there's a room for physical therapy. You can go in and get a massage 24/7. And so in the physical therapy room, there are beds for massage, and there's two beds per TV. So it was like maybe 60 beds, 30 pairs, 30 TVs, right? So you walk in any time of the day, and you go into the changing room, put on a towel, you walk out, and magically somebody appears, right? So I'm there getting a massage, and I'm watching the coverage of the Olympics on the TV. I hear some shuffling to the right of me. I know somebody's laying down in the bed next to me, but I'm my head was facing the other way. I didn't see who it was. I fast forward a little bit, and massage therapist has me, you know, sort of turn. So I look, and I see a blonde bob of hair, but I still don't really know who it is. And then this thing happens where the TV switches and announces breakthrough announcement in the Tanya Harding Jeff Galuli affair. Appears Tanya may have had a role or at least known about, and our head swivels and our eyes lock.
Oh.
And I freak out, right? Like I'm like a voyeur into her personal nightmare, so I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear
right,
or
look
see
the other way.
So I start to swivel my head, and she literally reaches out like this and says, no, turn it up, I want to hear this. No shame whatsoever.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. And you probably saw a little bit of guilt before any of the rest of us knew it.
Well, you know, it was a pretty big story going in, so we all kind of knew what was going on, and we train and compete on the same ice as them, so I'd see her every day. I was right there when she had the whole skate mishap. I was literally 30 feet away. So
it's a good story.
I guess, what was the reaction by yourself and the rest of the athletes, too, while this is going on? Did you guys see this as a huge distraction, or were you guys like, whoa, you know, turn it up?
We found it amusing and slightly irritating just because it distracted from, like, real competition, at least in our minds. But
and yeah, also you guys were asked about something you had nothing to do with after a lifetime of preparing for your event.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, Tanya and Dave's mom apparently were the big stories of that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right.
Dave, do you remember what it felt like being in the Lillehammer then? Because I know you covered those games.
I do, and actually, and I was covering speed skating, but I was walking down the main drag in the town we were in, Hamar, and I walked past Tanya Harding, who was, I mean, it was just one of those things where she's coming one way, I'm coming the other way.
She hit you in the leg with a black pipe.
No, yeah. she was eating popcorn. That's the thing that I remember. It was weird. I was going to get some reindeer sausage somewhere.
John and I were just talking off the air a moment ago. If you see I, Tanya, which Andrea and I both really liked.
Excellent.
You had an emotion in watching it, like, this is ridiculous, and then you went, wait, no, that's exactly what the sport is.
Yeah, I mean, if you do the fact check on that movie, it feels so over the top and so, like, made up, and then you read everything, and and the whole movie is true. It all happened.
I don't know, and I asked you about this off the air, too. As big a redneck as she was in the upbringing that she had, for her to make a breakthrough in a sport filled with, in quotes, princesses, and people who are pretty judgmental folks to begin with, it's pretty crazy. I mean, she was a great athlete.
I mean, she was super talented. She was the first one to land a triple axel for years. I mean, it took half a decade, I think, before anybody else did it. I should have been a short track speed skater.
She would have killed there, right?
Yeah, totally.
Holy cow. You're right, though, because at the end of the movie, they show snippets, video clips of the actual, you know, the guy who was Jeff, the bodyguard, and then the mom, and they were over the top. But that being said, as far as the training goes, when you're young, I know not everyone has.
What are you calling Coyle old now?
No, but when you're young, you have to start at a very young age. Is the training has to be that intense? Not with an abusive mother like hers, but you had to have your father or your mom or someone in your ear kind of going, get up and go to the gym, kind of helping motivate you.
For sure, and I think, you know, from my experience, it kind of comes in two flavors: the supportive parents that allow you to chase your dream, which is the kind of parents I had, effective, and then. Just as effective, or maybe even more, is the parent that withdraws their love based on your performance.
Wow.
And you see it again and again. Yeah. I mean, and it's super effective.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about it. What's the one thing kids want more than anything else?
Affirmation.
Right.
Yeah.
From their parents.
Wow. John's going to South Korea. We'll talk about that in a second. And whether or not he had a run-in on a massage table with Kim Jong-un. It's 8:50.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720
WGN Chicago.
CLTV joins us in just a few minutes. Thank you for listening and for watching. John K. Coyle here. There's only one Olympian in the studio, John. It's you. Where's your silver medal?
It is in a drawer at home right now.
Okay. Is it insured?
No.
Really? Surprising me.
Yeah, no.
Do you take it out much anymore?
You know, I started bringing it to my talks when I give speeches.
Oh, you should.
And so I hand it out. It's gotten a little beat up because it's been dropped a few times, but, you know, that's the price you pay, right?
Now, you're going to South Korea.
I am.
All right. And you working for NBC?
I'm not working. This will be the first games I'm not working for NBC.
You're actually going to be able to enjoy the Olympics?
I'm going to have a lot of fun.
Have you ever been over there?
I've never been to Korea.
Are you concerned about the tension?
I'm not. No.
A lot of people feel that because North Korea is now sending a delegation, that any nonsense that Kim Jong-un would try to pull, he wouldn't now. But you have to keep in mind, John, he did kill his own half-brother.
Yes, he did.
And his uncle.
Yeah. No, I think he's crazy, but he's crazy in a very predictable way, right? He wants to retain his power. So anything that would usurp that possibility, I think, he's not going to do those kinds of things.
We're all hockey nuts around here. The games have changed this time around because the NHL is not sending their players over. So it's not just the United States fielding amateurs. Allegedly, all the other countries will have amateurs as well. But it's not just hockey. The big story, obviously, is Russia's not going.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah. So crazy. I don't know if you remember, in Sochi, the U.S. speed skating team, long track in this case, came away without a single medal.
Yep.
And we went into those games 2 weeks before we had a World Cup. And in that World Cup, we won 16 medals, and Russia won 12. And 2 weeks after the Olympics, we went to World Cup. By the way, the events are exactly the same. And we went to World Cup 2 weeks after the Olympics, and we won 15 medals, and Russia won 12. At the Olympics, Russia won 26, I believe, and we won exactly zero.
Todd, it was in Russia, too. What a crazy coincidence,
right?
That's just so weird. Speaking of speed skating, handicap it for us. Who are the countries to watch?
In short track or long track?
Well, both.
I mean, short track is always Korea. It is their number one sport. It's already sold out. It sold out the day the tickets went for sale.
It's just fun.
It is. It's the, I mean, I'm biased, but I think it's the most fun sport to watch. You got Canadians are super strong. The U.S. team for the men holds the world record and just won the World Cup for the relay. So we've got a great shot in that event. J.R. Selsky is skating well. We've got John Henry Kruger as well. Women's team is not as strong. We don't have a relay for women. They fell, I believe, in the Worlds last year where you qualify.
Wow.
Long track, we've got a whole host of really strong skaters and a great shot at a bunch of medals, particularly with the women. Actually, in the 500 and 1,000, and then, you know, the super powerhouses. There are Russia yet again.
In many cases, I mean, in pretty much every case, you're the American dream. You went to the Olympics, you medaled. What would you say to young Olympic hopefuls?
I would say that attending the Olympics, and particularly if you were able to take home a medal, it is the gift that keeps giving. I mean, that's 24 years ago almost, and it still opens doors. Well, I'll tell you a quick story. So I'm sitting in the USA House. This is a little enclave they have in every Olympics where you can be, if you're an Olympian, they don't say former, but current or previous.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with Brett Hadekam, Christy Yamaguchi's husband, and also a three-time Stanley Cup winner. And he's sort of mulling over his beer, and he says to me, you know, I have three Stanley Cup trophies, and nobody cares. But they find out that we were in the Olympics, and they're all excited. Right. And then it was sort of like on cue. The doors open, like the lights get brighter, and in walks Mike Ruzioni. And spontaneous standing ovation.
And that's 35 plus years later.
And he goes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
How about
so
that?
So cool. Because that'll always be your moniker before your name, Olympic medalist.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And by the way, the gold medalist was ahead of you by how much in time?
A huge margin, as it turns out, in this case. It was, I think, 1.2 seconds, which is a large amount.
Yeah.
Now, let me give you another stat from sport, because time really matters. In 2002, the 500 meters, the difference between gold and silver, after a lifetime of training, two one-hundredths, the difference between first to tenth. So, gold medal heroes welcome, or sent back to Siberia for four more years because we got 10th place in the Olympics. 31 one-hundredths of a second.
That's incredible.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't it better to lose by a second and a half?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And by the way, it's 1.2, Steve. Don't call it 1.5. Dave.
Yeah, it's like the time it takes to take a breath.
Yeah,
that's true. That can be the difference.
That's how I got my red light camera ticket, because it was 1.3 seconds that I didn't stop for.
There you go.
It's true.
Will we have a dominant speed skater, long track, again, from the U.S.? I mean, like an Eric Heiden or Bonnie Blair on the women's side. And there have been many greats over the years.
Yeah, not right now, I don't think. Mm-hmm. We don't have anybody that's consistently winning everything. But, you know, they come and go. I mean, Shawnee Davis was certainly dominant for a long time. Mm-hmm. Just made his fourth team. But he's not likely to medal unless something magic happens between now and then. But we'll never have another Eric Heiden. I mean, that's the equivalent of Usain Bolt winning the 200 and then going on to win the 400, the 800, the 1500, the 5K, and the 10K. Like, that's never going to happen. It shouldn't ever happen.
Or Phelps.
Yeah, he's right. Phelps on ice. With Russia not involved, do the medals mean less?
I don't think so. No, okay. I don't think so at all. I mean, sure, there's maybe in hockey it's going to be a little different, but the other sports, it's super competitive at every level, and everybody goes there ready to fight it out to win. So I don't think it changes anything.
There's a couple cool skiing competitions too. What's the skiing thing? It's like a race.
The ski jump.
The snowcross.
Oh yeah.
I love snowcross. Is probably my favorite sport outside of short track.
Bananas.
You know, it's conflict, right? There's actual contact. It's, you know. Yeah.
What's the one where they
races?
Ski and then they drop and they shoot?
That's biathlon.
Yeah, that's so cool too, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't imagine having your heart rate pegged to like 200 and then trying to shoot a rifle.
Right? Yeah, it's insane. It's great seeing you. I hope we can bother you again for more stuff
to
talk about.
Of course.
It's great to see you. Give the website out again.
JohnKCoyle.com.
JohnKCoyle.com. How many silver medals in the studio? Raise your hand. Oh, that's right. Mm. Just one. But Dave, you were good. You were good.
Calling the race, or...
Yeah, see, you didn't have to say anything. You could have just let that hang there.
I know.
Could have let it hang there.
We were good calling the race.
It's 9:02. We got to get to the news. We'll do that in a moment on 720 WGN. And hi to everybody on CLTV.